You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
There's a great controversy at present in the media, and especially talkback radio, about the latest hot topic: the ordination of ministers in churches that other Christians feel are unfit for duty.
At first, the tendency is to get caught up in the argument itself. But if you listen carefully to the arguments in the present issue, you'll find that all sides are arguing on the relevance of the Bible today. And some argue that the Bible does not say what it does say.
One well-known radio identity read from Romans chapter 1 in a slightly silly voice. He then asked a so-called minister to comment, who tried to explain that Romans did not mean what you think it means.
In one talkback radio program recently, Jesus was described as a dead god on a stick. In other words, this Christian religion and its Bible is old hat, out of date and out of touch. Bible-believing Christians, on the other hand, proclaim that the Bible is true and it's relevant for today, and that it is the living Word of God, God's revelation to man about himself, as well as the Christian's handbook on how to live the Christian life. They believe that the Bible is relevant and that it is very clear guidelines on what the character of a Christian should and should not be, especially a leader or minister.
This is some of what the Bible itself says in Galatians 5, verses 16 to 24. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
Look, it is quite clear that there's a standard for every Christian to uphold, and especially the leaders. Let me put it this way. Do the police force have standards to uphold and a rule book to follow? The answer is yes. And if you have a criminal record, you are not going to be able to join the police force. If you are in business and have been made bankrupt, you're not allowed to operate another business for a certain period of time. We accept these rules, and most of us would think they are fair.
God, as creator of mankind, has set his own standards, and he does not change his standards to suit mankind for each and every century. Yet the argument in the world would seem to be, if we don't like the rules and we consider they're old-fashioned, let's change them. Try that argument in the middle of a soccer match or in the middle of a world-class tennis match. You would be howled down by the angry crowd, not to mention the media. Is there some kind of worldly double standard here?
I think it is, George. But mankind also feels uncomfortable with the Bible standards. They yell old-fashioned or wrong, etc., in that same part of the Bible read mockingly by the radio personality. We read these words speaking about God. Do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and the unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honour and immortality, eternal life, but for those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath and indignation.
And listen to this. We read,
for when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law unto themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them, on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.